Welcome to today's edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Paul Gatling here with you. A Springdale company's COVID-19 antibody test has been approved for use in 28 countries in the European Union. C19 Development LLC, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Now Diagnostics, will begin offering the Adexis DX test in a variety of healthcare settings in the EU, from clinics to hospital emergency rooms, while also launching clinical trials of the test for use at point of care and over the counter. Now Diagnostics' Adexis DX product line uses a drop of blood to test for a variety of conditions, illnesses, and diseases with results in a matter of minutes. Now Diagnostics CEO Kevin Clark said he expects that after completing clinical trials and obtaining further regulatory approvals, the test will be available to everyone. In the U.S., Now Diagnostics submitted an application to the FDA for emergency use authorization of the test, and that application is still pending. We've got more news ahead, including an interview with Dr. Chad Rogers, who's a practicing pediatrician and medical director for the Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care. That's after the break on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at arkansasstatechamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at arkansasbluecross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Discussions about vaccines and immunizations are always common topics among parents this time of year, with school right around the corner. They remain especially relevant in the age of COVID-19. Those were subjects of an interview by Roby Brock on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics. Dr. Chad Rogers, the medical director for Arkansas Foundation for Medical Care, was a guest on the Sunday morning television show. Here is a portion of that conversation.
Let's talk about vaccines. It is that time of the year, which we'll get into later, that students are supposed to be going back to school pretty soon. And so this fall, tell me, how important are vaccines for people to have, regardless of whether they're going back to school or not?
Right. You know, in the normal setting, we're kind of the back to school era. This is a really busy time of year for pediatricians and family doctors and nurses that give out shots. There's sort of those back to school shots, or sort of those moments at 4 years old and 11, 12, and 16, where kids need these shots to go back to school. Because of the pandemic, a lot of people, you know, have been afraid to go to the doctor, so we have really seen our well child visits kind of fall off there in early spring. And we all saw sort of a dramatic fall in the number of immunizations being given throughout the state, throughout the country. Significant reductions, 40 to 60% in some areas of the country. So people have been really concerned, not just about the pandemic, but the fact that a lot of people have missed sort of those routine vaccinations.
But what is the COVID-19 driving the anxiety, do you think, or do you think it is more than that?
Yeah, you know, when initially the pandemic started, I think that was the message we sent to people, is don't go to the doctor unless you're really sick or you think, you know, you need to go. So people kind of electively put off things that were sort of routine. But, you know, screening exams, even for adults, are real important. And we've seen people kind of postponing those. And until we could kind of learn more about the virus and get back up on our feet, and then procedure-wise, you know, getting testing available, you know, all those things kind of dramatically fell.
Arkansas law requires students to have vaccines before they can go back to school.
Right.
Kind of what have we learned? What's the science of what we know about vaccines in terms of why they're mandated by state law and why they work?
Right. So vaccines work best when most of the people in the community are vaccinated. So it's herd immunity. So we know that when you get up around 85-90%, even young people who aren't vaccinated and maybe people who are not vaccinated for medical reasons or maybe don't have immunity are protected because most of the population. So it's really important that we have a critical threshold met where most of the population is vaccinated. When it starts to fall below that 90-85% is when you really start to see these outbreaks, like we've seen outbreaks of measles in the country. Of course, in Arkansas, it seems like every year we see a little bit of outbreak of whooping cough because that vaccination doesn't quite last as long, and we have to booster it as kids get older just to boost their immunity. So it's real important that everybody get those vaccines and stay up on date on their vaccinations.
I think you were telling me one time that when you were in training, you've never seen some of the diseases that vaccines have taken care of.
Right. Yeah, vaccines are sort of a victim of their own success, you know, so there's a lot of things like, you know, I never saw polio, I never saw measles, which is a good thing, but we are seeing a reemergence of measles because of, you know, people not vaccinating. But yeah, I didn't really see much even chickenpox. Chickenpox had been vaccination for a while, and so it wasn't until somewhere in my training I saw a case of chickenpox. So they've been very successful, and vaccines are good, they work, they're safe. And we know they save lives.
So let's talk about a lot of kids going back to school are having to take flu shots, basically.
Right.
So not only their vaccines, but also flu shots are part of that. Are we hanging our hats too much on a vaccine being developed for COVID-19? Is it possible that they won't come up with a vaccine?
Well, you know, what we have learned with the development of vaccines for things like flu and other preventable illnesses will kind of help us in the development of this vaccine. You know, we want to find a piece of the virus that will kind of mount an immune response so that if you are exposed, your body's prepared to fight it. I'm optimistic. I don't think it's probably going to be here as quickly as, a lot of people want it to be. I think we would like it tomorrow if we could have it. But, I think it's in order to make sure, you know, that the safety is there and that the vaccine works and that the immunity is going to last for a long period of time, it's going to take a little bit more time. But we know because of the success of other vaccinations that this could be an effective tool, and it's probably the best way to control the spread of the coronavirus.
I know you do a lot of reading. There has been a lot of promising developments out there. There are several pharmaceutical companies that have said we're confident we're going to find a vaccine. What's driving their confidence?
Yeah, I think, again, it's kind of what we learned from prior development of prior vaccines that has made the development of this vaccine better is sort of that science that they built upon that kind of makes them be able to do things quicker. There's a lot of things entering into trial later this month that are showing really good promise, which does make you feel better. It's one of those things that you feel like can't get here quick enough. Yeah.
And there's more of that interview with Dr. Chad Rogers, who is a practicing pediatrician, including his take on safely reopening schools in just a few weeks. You can hear that perspective by watching online at our sister website, talkbusiness.net. In other recent headlines, a new entrant is making plans to compete for business in Washington County's banking market. Partners Bank, that's an Arkansas bank headquartered in Helena, will open a full-service branch in Johnson. It'll be part of the master plan Johnson Square development. The new office is pending approval of an application on file with the state bank department. And PR exec Blake Woolsey of Fayetteville is now working in a communications role for Heartland Forward in Bentonville. Woolsey said she's worked part-time for the Walton-backed think tank since this past spring, ramping up to join the research organization full-time in August. In January 2018, Woolsey resigned from Fayetteville PR firm Mitchell, where she was a long-tenured executive and worked with company co-founder Elise Mitchell for nearly 20 years. And downtown Springdale could soon establish an entertainment district that would allow consumers 21 years and older to drink alcohol outside. The city council heard the first reading of the ordinance on Tuesday night, and the second reading is expected in its regular meeting August 11th. You'll find those stories and much more online at nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can keep up with our reporting each and every day. And that is our time for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.